It's National Dog Week. Hello, friends. I'm your host, Annette Weiser, and welcome to Pet Tips. You know, National Dog Week is celebrated annually during the last full week of September to honor the contribution of our fur baby dogs as companions, protectors, and service animals, and to promote responsible dog ownership. Founded in 1928 by Captain William Lewis Judy, it's a time to express appreciation for dogs and encourage activities like training, grooming, and donating to animal shelters. So, you know, there are no cities more dog-friendly than our very own St. Petersburg and Pinellas County in general. So let's start with talking about the key aspects of National Dog Week and ways to celebrate it. And then we're going to tell you about some of the top 10 dog-friendly places to go with your dog, both bars and restaurants. So Captain William Lewis Judy was a World War I veteran and dog welfare advocate, and the purpose of National Dog Week is to celebrate the joy and unconditional love dogs bring and to advocate for fair laws and responsible care for all dogs. And, you know, that goes from making sure that they're raised and birthed responsibly, avoiding puppy mills and things like that. So it's never been more important than ever before. It's observed during the last full week of September, which is this week. Can't believe it's fall on Monday. And it highlights the role of dogs as companions, working partners, and service animals. So how can you celebrate National Dog Week? Well, first of all, let's spend some extra quality time. Dedicate time to training your dog a new trick, playing, or simply enjoying each other's company. I like to do a little photo essay of my dog and actually keep those and create something, and definitely go to RadioSaintPete.com and post your dog, your dog's name, and what you love most about your dog, please. So how about showing some pampering? Treat your dog to a grooming session, a new toy, or a special outing like a hike. Walsingham Park and so many other parks in St. Pete and around Pinellas County have dog-friendly areas for dogs. So even more important, I think, is to support dog shelters. Make donations of food, toys, or money to a local animal shelter or rescue organization to help stray dogs. And like I always like to say, focus on your dog's health. Use this week as a reminder to schedule a vet checkup for your dog. So where can you go around St. Pete with your dog during National Dog Week? There's Nico's Dog Bar, Outcast Brewing, huge outside patio and dog friendly. The Dog Bar, it's maybe one of my favorite places to go. I don't have a dog, but I always get to play with them. Three Daughters Brewing has a great dog-friendly area. Mutts and Martinis, Pub's Pub, and in Tampa and other places. Over in my neighborhood in Largo, there's actually a dog bar where you can belong and take your dog and sit and visit with friends. And in Pinellas Park, Peepaw's is just about the best place to go. It's right there. There's a great patio. So, you know, what is the 777 rule for dogs? So I really think that if you're going to train a dog during National Dog Week, it's great to get your dog acclimated. It's puppy socialization guideline that encourages exposing a puppy to seven different people, seven different locations, and seven different surfaces by the time they are 7 weeks old. I love this idea, and I suggest that this is a good week to do it. So introduce them to various textures, seven different surfaces, carpet, wood, concrete, grass, seven different objects, a range of safe toys and household items, squeaky toys and bowls, seven different locations, your home and yard, but maybe someplace out, a dog park, or even a garage or a kitchen. Seven different people. Make sure your dog meets a variety of people of different ages and appearances. Seven different sounds, different kinds of songs and noises, but in a non-threatening way and not loud. Puppies have very sensitive ears. Different containers. They can eat from different bowls and dishes. And seven different challenges. New and manageable challenges. Climb on a box, go through a tunnel, or walk on uneven surfaces. So in National Dog Week, Radio St. Pete loves its fur babies. We encourage you to celebrate, to help the shelters. And most importantly, if you have room in your home for a little fur baby, now is the time to consider adopting. So for Pet Tips, I'm your host, Annette Weiser, and happy National Dog Week. Bow wow!